Sabe os cartos que crescemos?
Now it's the Christmas season.
Bambalo abantu emhlabeni abaqonda indaba kaKhisimusi.
Few understand the meaning behind Christmas.
Abanye bazi nje ukuthi isikhathi sikaKhisimusi isikhathi senkululeko, ungagijima uphuze udakwe, ume phambi kwemoto noma ugayiwe yona, awunandaba ngoba kuKhisimusi.
Many think of it as a time of pleasure where you can go and do what you like, drink and get drunk, and just feel free to do whatever you like.
Nasay phezela kuyagcwala abaningi bazokufa.
The hospitals are filled over this period and many will die at this time.
Babulalane bagwazana bathi Christmas.
Where people stab each other and kill each other and they say it's Christmas.
Abantu baphana ngezipho.
People give each other gifts.
Abanye khanyisa amagceke. Kukhanye kube kuhle. Kube isikhathi sentokozo noma bengaqonda ukuthi kujatshuliswe ikuphi nokuthi sithokoziswe yini.
Many get their homes prepared, they beautify their homes and their yards, and they are rejoicing, even though they don't really know the reason for the rejoicing. I'd like us then to look at the meaning of Christmas. We'll read from the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew.
From verse 18.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
Kepha uJoseph indoda yakhe engumuntu olungileyo, engathandi ukumthela ihlazo, wayefuna ukumlahla ngasese.
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
Esazindla ngalokho. Beka ingelosi yenkosi yabonakala kuye ngephupho ithi Josepha ndodana kaDavide ungesabi kumthatha uMaria umkakho ngokuba lokho akukhulelweyo kungumoya ongcwele.
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
Uzakuzala indodana uyiqambe igama lokuthi uJesu ngokuba nguye oya kusindisa abantu bakhe ezonweni zabo.
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
Lokhu konke kwenzeka ukuba kugcwaliseka okwakhulunywa yinkosi ngomprofeti ukuthi bheka intombi iyakukhulelwa izala indodana bayakuyiqamba igama lokuthi uyimanueli okungukuthi ngokuhunyushwa uNkulunkulu nathi.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
UJoseph esevukile ebuthongweni wenza njengalokhu imyalile inkosi yenkosi ingelozi yenkosi wamthatha umkakhe akaze aya kuye waze wazibula ngendodana wayiqamba igama lokuthi uJesu.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Ukuze sithi Khisimusi ukuzalwa kuka Jesu Christ ukufika kwakhe la emhlabeni.
Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ in this world.
cisha ukho umhlangano osemqoka njengalo.
There is perhaps no holiday as important as this.
Izingelosi izulu lanyakaza bababaza babonga abahluleka ukuthula kwamenyezwa ukuthi mzalelwe.
The heavenly hosts came together. They couldn't remain silent, and they praised God, and they declared this message that a son has been born.
Kulunkulu amdalu Adam no Eva wabadala basuka bangena esonweni.
God created Adam and Eve, and soon after He had created them, they fell into sin.
Sukela kuleso sikhathi umuntu ushushwa isono.
And from that time on, sin has been mankind's prime problem.
Iminyaka ngeminyaka eyizinkulungwane kuyilokho abantu beshushwa isono.
For thousands of years, mankind has been troubled by sin.
UNkulunkulu wakhuluma ukuthi uzomthuma uMesiya. Uzokhuluma umsindisi.
And God gave a promise that He would send the Messiah, He would send the Savior.
Bahlala balinda, balinda, balinda iminyaka eyinkulungwane engafikile uMesiya.
And people had waited for many years, even thousands of years, before the Messiah came.
Oh, isono siyahlupha.
Oh, sin is so troublesome.
Abanye bayakholwa kungathatha isikhathi baya theleke ezonweni futhi.
Some become Christians and not long then they fall back into sin.
Kodwa uJesu akasivumeli ukuba sona. Wathi lapho esephilisile abantu, ungoni funa ukwehlelwa ukubi kunalokho.
But Jesus does not allow us to continue in our sin. He said after He healed some people, don't go back to your sin, lest something worse befalls you.
Abanye bathi kuyinkinga sikwazi ukushukana nesono, sikwazi ukuyeka isono. Sizwa isono siseduze.
Some say
kanti ukuze aqanjwe lo mntwana kuthiwa uJesu, ingelosi yathi ngoba uzosindisa abantu ezonweni zabo.
Some say we just can't help to sin. We are human after all. But it was said His name would be called Jesus, for He would save His people from their sin.
Manje kuthiwa kukhona intombi. Ibe intombi nto.
Now there was a virgin. She was a pure young virgin.
Emthokozisa uNkulunkulu, emjabulisa uNkulunkulu.
Who brought joy to God.
Wathi uNkulunkulu ngizongena kuye. Ngihlale kuye. Ngibe umntwana. Ngibe inyama efana nenyama yabantu.
And God said, I will enter into her and be born of her and become flesh like man.
Ngelinye ilanga esethembisile noJosepha yaqhamuka ingelosi uGabriel.
One day, as she was engaged to Joseph, the angel Gabriel appeared to her.
Wathi, ubusisiwe wena esifazaneni.
He said, blessed are you amongst all the women.
Wena uthola umusa.
You have received grace.
Bheka. Uzokhulelwa. Besuzale indodana uMesiya. Uzobizwa ngokuthi uJesu. Ngoba uzosindisa abantu ezonweni zabo. Uyoba mkhulu yena.
Behold, you will be with child, and you will give birth to a son. And you should call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin, and he will become great.
Wathi kwenzeka kanjani lokho ngoba ngaze ngithintwe indoda.
And she asked, how will it be? For I know no man.
Wathi ya. Awazi indoda, kodwa uNkulunkulu uzosebenza ehlizulwini ngomoya ongcwele bese uJesu ongu-Alpha no-Omega, ongumdali wezulu nomhlaba, uzongena kuwe.
He said, yes it is so, but God will work in you through His Holy Spirit, and you will give birth to this child who will be the Alpha and the Omega.
Wathi nginceku kwazi yenkosi akenze lokho okuthandayo kimi.
And she said, I am the Lord's maid servant, let him do that which pleases him.
Nakho ukuyinikela kuNkulunkulu ngokupheleleyo.
That is what it means to surrender yourself totally to the Lord.
UJosefa emva kwesikhashanyana wezwa ukuthi ukhulelwe.
After some time, Joseph received news of the fact that Mary was with child. He got a great shock. For he had trusted Mary more than any other woman on the face of the earth. He said, how is it possible? Is it possible that Mary would be unfaithful to me, that she would live immorally? He didn't want to expose her to public disgrace and just bring the matter into the open, because in those days, if a girl was accused of that, that she had an illegitimate affair, she could even be stoned to death. And even the man that had that affair with her would also be killed. It's not like today where girls just bring forth a whole string of children at home out of wedlock.
And
where we even heard these politicians saying that they give them these child support grants. Well, not in the time of Jesus. In those days, people that were like that were killed.
UJosefa wathi ngizokwenzenjani, ngizokwenzenjani, wacabanga, wacabanga. Wathi kuthiwa kenxa yokuthi ube umuntu olungile, wangathandi ukumfaka emajajini.
And Joseph considered what he should do. The Bible says because he was a righteous man, he decided not to accuse her publicly. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But before he could do that, God revealed himself to him through a dream.
UMaria lo futhi umuntu ayisimanga akafani ezintombi zethu namuhla. Intombi yethu ikhahlelwe imbongolo esifubeni. Akekho kwazi ukubamba imfihlakalo athule ngayo. UMaria kabhalanga nencwadi kathathanga iselfoni yakhe athi mkhwenyana nakho ngehlelwe ukuthi nokuthi. Nangu Gabriel ethi ngizozala ingane. UMesiya, inkosi yamakhosi, lutho wathulwa abvala umlomo. Bambalwa ke abanjalo. Nina mantombazane niyakwazi ukuthula, anikwazi ukuthula. Sorry, ningixolele. Nina bomama niyakwazi ukuthula. Cha. Ngisho namadoda akwazi ukuthula. Uma uzwa into, akuthathi isikhathi usuhlebela abanye abantu.
Mary was an amazing girl. She didn't even take steps to try and justify herself and try and inform Joseph about what had happened and the message that was declared to her that she was going to bring forth the Most High or anything like that, writing him a letter or anything like that. Not like today's girls who cannot keep a secret and cannot keep quiet. Even men cannot keep quiet about anything. If they feel something burning within them, They cannot hold it to themselves. They just blurt it out. She wasn't like that.
UMaria wehlelwe indaba ihlazo lamahlazo kuleso sikhathi azi ukuthi ngizobulawa uma kutholakale lento kimi kodwa wathula wathengelozini nginxekukazi yenkosi akenze kimi akuthandayo uNkulunkulu ayenziwe intando kaNkulunkulu kimi njengokuba yenziwe ezulwini.
Mary knew that that was an utter disgrace if it would come out that she was with child without being married, and it would have been a terrible thing. But she didn't flinch. She said, may it be with me as you will, O Lord. May your will be done in my life. She didn't say, well, I'm engaged, I'm going to lose my marriage, or I'll lose my job, or anything like that. She said, let it be with me as you will, O God. The first, second, third months went by, and Mary was silent. Those were dark days on earth.
Ulokhuza uJosepha waqala nga ukuhlangana nento enzima kangaka.
Joseph had never even met up with such a crisis in his life as this before.
Kuningi ngibona iy'nsizwa zifuna ukuthembisa, zifuna ukushaka. Ubona indoda isuke izaqe. Hawu, ikwenze njani uma iseveza iqiniso? Hawu, sokubekekela inkonzo.
Often I see young men getting thinner, losing weight, and if one inquires about it, then one finds out, oh, the reason is they feel in their hearts they should get married, and some even go off their minds because of it.
Kodwa uJosepha uma isehlelwa lento wathula wazindla phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
But when Joseph heard this, he was quiet before the Lord, and he fasted and was in prayer. Maybe you don't understand what engagement meant to the Jews. Nowadays, when people get engaged, they've got a big party where they drink wine, whatever, and have a good time, and they visit each other. In the time of Jesus, amongst the Jews, it wasn't like that.
In the time, ubehamba nabantu bakubo baye entombini kubo bazoba nomkhosi khona.
In the time of the Lord Jesus, if a young man wanted to get engaged, the young man went with his relatives to visit the home of his bride to be.
Behamba no baba no mama ihlobo zakubo beya kubo wentombazana.
With his father and mother and the whole family, they'd go and visit the home of his bride to be. And all the other friends. And if they would be at the home of the bride to be, they'd have a service there. They would take a vessel, a cup, and they would pour something into it.
And
they would bring it to the young man. He would drink from that cup. They'd give it to the girl, and she would drink from the same cup, and in that way they would make that covenant. And then they will part and go back to their home. And back home, the young man will then go and start building a house. He doesn't know when he's going to get married.
And
so he'll be building the house until the day his father instructs him, you can now go and fetch your bride. You see, when Jesus spoke to the people in those days, they really understood him. Where Jesus said, behold, I will leave you, and I'll go to the Father, and I'll go and prepare a place for you, and then I'll come back and fetch you to be with me. But he said, nobody knows the day nor the hour. Not even the Son, only the Father knows when I'll go and fetch my bride, the church. The Jews understood that very well. Because that is the way they did things.
Umaria, no Joseph, bebenza kanjalo.
And Joseph and Mary conducted their lives in the same way. They went separate ways until the day of their marriage.
Elizabeth ungubani umka Zakharia eseyisalukazi esidala nyambona uMaria ubenge nabo friend abayintanga yakhe ufriend wakhe bekuMaria umuntu omdala isalukazi.
In Mary's sixth month, she went to go and visit Elizabeth. It was either Mary or Elizabeth who was in their sixth month. And then Mary went to go and visit her, and that was her friend. Elizabeth was much older than what she was. She was the wife of Zechariah. She didn't just have friends amongst her own age group. Those who were much older than her, who served the Lord and loved the Lord, she was friends with them.
Umaria futagai ku Joseph noma mbhalela incwadi. Uyavuma yini ukukwemvakashela uMaria uElizabeth eyintabeni. Lutho.
Elizabeth didn't write a letter then and say, won't you come and visit Mary or Elizabeth here now in the mountains? Nothing of that sort. They hadn't yet got married.
It's Sodom and Gomorrah namhlanje.
But today when people are engaged, they come together, they hug each other, they've got physical contact, they talk to each other, they've got long, lengthy times together. It's Sodom and Gomorrah today. That's why people get married today and they're already pregnant. And And then some amazing things happen. People get married, and only 6 or 7 months after that, they already have their first child. Person stands before the altar, but already went and got pregnant like a wild animal on the fields. Person wears a white veil and a white dress, but that's Phariseeism. That's hypocrisy, because they're already like an old woman.
What Joseph? Musa umlahla uMaria. Lo kakhuleleyo kungamandla kaNkuluNkulu ngomoya ongcwele. Uyozala indodana uyiqambe ngokuthi Jesu. Hamba ke Joseph amlande manje ezekhaya lakho.
And soon or not long before the day of the marriage was to be, this angel appeared to Joseph and said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you should give him the name Jesus. He will save his people from their sins." Those were black days.
We are Linda. Akasho ukuthi ngizokwenza njani manje. Ngiye kumfundisi yini. Ngiyokhuluma yini. Lord, kwaze kwaba uGabriela. Emvezela imfihlakalo ingelozi ibonakale ku Joseph wamlanda.
Those were black days in the life of Joseph, where he was considering what should he do now concerning this crisis in his life. But he didn't just harshly or rashly take a step, neither did Mary. Both of them waited on the Lord, on the Lord's time, until the Lord saw it fit to send that angel Gabriel send his angel to Joseph and say to him what he should do.
Kanti kuqwalisekis profeto ukuthi bheka intombi iyakukhulelwa izala indodana uyiqamba igama layo ukuthi Jesus.
And that was the fulfillment of the prophecy that the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son.
No Emmanuel okungukuthi uNkulunkulu nathi.
And they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The angel said to Joseph, "Joseph, go and fetch her as your wife." And that very night, Joseph got up, he woke up, and he went and fetched her. The darkness came to an end. How did it come to an end?
NgoNkulunkulu ethume ingelozi yakhe ethi Josepha lokakukho kwesono uMaria umsulwa akaza sondele kumfana. Amandla kaNkulunkulu uMesiya ufikile. Yena lo ebenimlindele iminyaka ngeminyaka. Usefikile uMesiya.
When God sent an angel to say to Joseph, "That which happened to Mary is not sinful. That is from the Holy Spirit. God has come upon her, and she will conceive and bring forth a child who will be the Savior of the world."
Maria no Josepha sebe Bethlehemu kuzini. E Nazareta sebeya lebejabula uJosepha ethu uNkulunkulu ngiqaqele inkinga yami uMaria ethu uNkulunkulu uthembekile A great light dawned on the face of the earth. A great light shone into the lives of Joseph and Mary when they realized the great things that God had done. And they went there to Bethlehem rejoicing, knowing about what God was to do.
AmaKristu namhlanje enze isihlahla sikaKhisimusi. Isihlahla esihlaza esichaza uJesu. UJesu wathi mina ngiwumuntu ohlaza. Uma benza kunje kimi kakhulu kangakanani nini nomile.
Today Christians celebrate Christmas with a Christmas tree, a green, evergreen Christmas tree, and that symbolizes Jesus, who is green. The Lord Jesus one day said, if they do it to me, I who am a green tree, what will they do to you, a dead branch?
Umfanekiso kaJesu, isihlahla isihlaza sifikile. Phela la kuyashisa manje. Phesheya. Kusebusika kuyabanda kumhlophe iqhwa kodwa lesihlahla sihlaza njalo noma kushisa noma kubanda noma sinjani.
Yeah, it's summertime now, everything is green, but overseas in Europe it's winter time, everything has dried up except these trees which they use for Christmas trees. They are evergreen, and that symbolizes the Lord Jesus.
Bese sotshisa sibe nenkazimulo. Kufakwe izinto esiqwebezelayo ezikhanyayo. Kusho ukuthi kufikile ukukhanya. Ufikile uMesiya. Ufikile umsindisi. Azosindisa abantu ezonweni zami.
And they decorated with all manner of lights. And that symbolizes, or that indicates, the light has come, the Messiah has come, the Savior who will save his people from their sin.
Kusho ukuthi wena mfana nomhlushwa abesifazana uhlushwa namantombazana nawo ntombazana uhlushwe abafana kungaphela nya ngoJesu Kristu akuthene akusindise.
You see, you young man, or you young girl, you are troubled by lusts, and are suffering because of those lusts troubling you. That can come to an end through the Lord Jesus Christ. He can save you to the uttermost from that, that it comes to an end.
Noma uhluphekile manje uhluphekile, nangu Emanueli, uNkulunkulu nathi, usungahlangana naye uNkulunkulu.
And even if you are troubled in whatever way, here is Emmanuel, God with us, who can save and rescue you.
Nangoke uJoseph uhamba noMaria usemakhela indawo futhi okuyisimanga. Okuyisimanga. Abantu bathu uJoseph uyena uyise. Cha, akasiyena uyise. Ube ustepfather. Stepfather got you, so I uyise.
So Joseph had already built a house and he went to go and fetch Mary. And people thought that Joseph was the father, but he wasn't. He was only the stepfather.
He's one out of 10,000. No mese no Maria. Agazanga lale naye. Waze wazibula ngendodana. Waze wazalwa uJesu. UMaria engazanga thinta uJosefa. Madoda, ninabo ubudoda. Nisuke nihlale nibe naye endlini kodwa ningamthinti. Wakhona madoda. Kodwa they are few and far between. Ayi family, zaya abantu abangalokhuza behluleka ukuyikhuza.
And Joseph was a man amongst men. He honored the Messiah and his wife. He had no union with her until she gave birth to that son. Oh, there are few men like that.
Kwaze kwafika isikhathi sokuthi aye Bethlehem izalwe lengane eyisimanga.
ayikingane totisiwe njengayo kanti ayikingane enkulu njengayo.
Until they had to go there to Bethlehem where Jesus was born in a stable, no one was as humiliated as he was. However, no one was as lifted up as high as he was.
Wazalelwe stebelweni lagcwele umquba khona. Wes uJesu ngenxa yakho ngoba ebona ukuthi ay nangu umuntu ohluphekile ake ngithe ngiyomsindisa esonweni sakhe.
Jesus was born there in a stable, place that was dirty, full of cattle dung. But Jesus said, because of man who's troubled because of his sin, let me go down and save them.
Abanye abantu zube novalo ngabo ukuthi hey le ntombi iyophumelela nje le nsizwa mhlambi ekhaya nje isizokuwa sizokuthi singene ebufebeni kodwa uma khona uEmmanuel uNkulunkulu phakathi uma kukhona oqala nokugcina uma khona uJesu Kristu uyalashwa uyasindiswa ezonweni zakho.
You know, very often you're afraid for young people who are young Christians. You wonder, will that person be able to remain standing? Maybe they'll go back home and fall back into sin. But if Jesus Emmanuel is within you, then he will give you victory over that sin.
How la pesezelo estebele abantu but indawaiko indawaiko fikin kosi amakos bakfanele kuthe hotela kukhishwe ikhulu kungene uMesiya kodwa bantule indawo wazalelwa lestebeleni kodwa isimanga isimanga izulu lanyakaza uqhuqaba lwasezulwini lwehla izingelozi zakhuluma emoyweni angazi ukuthi lelo khwaye labanjani thina amakhwaye siyaqula. Kodwa bona bebekhuluma ngazi ukuthi bekuzwakala kanjani.
When Jesus came to be born in Bethlehem, his people had no room for him. There was no room in the inn. They only found room there in the stable. They should have got rid of all those other people in the inn and made room for him, the Messiah. But there was no room. But the heavenly hosts, they were moved. They were shaken. And they came together and they spoke. They didn't sing that choir. They spoke. I wonder what it sounded like.
Hayi angazike bekuzwakala kunjani angibona ukuthi khona ingelozi eyasala ezulwini ithi ubaba usezulwini uthuma indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa ngenxa yakho ngenxa yami khona inhlanhla engaka kukhona okukhulu njengalokho.
I don't think one angel remained behind in heaven. They all joined that choir because they rejoiced that the Father sent his only begotten Son to save you and to save me. Is there any privilege greater than that?
Akazalelwanga esibhedlela. Kukhona no nurse. Bekhona inkomo neimpongolo namahashe.
Jesus wasn't born there in a hygienic hospital where there were nurses. No, he was born in a stable amongst the cattle and the horses.
Uma befika belusi, bathola ingane isongiwe ngengubo. Bazike ukuthi, "Oye."
When the shepherds came, they found him wrapped in clothes and they realized that is the Messiah.
Bamamngela uJesu, wazalelwe eBethlehem.
And they welcomed and received the Lord Jesus born there in Bethlehem.
Ngicela madoda, uJesu senimamukele wazalelwa kinina.
Tell me men, have you received the Lord Jesus? Has he been born in your lives?
Zinsizwa. uJesu sengenile kinina.
Young men, has Jesus entered into you?
Nani zintombi.
And you girls?
Usenisindisile ezonweni.
Has Jesus saved you from your sin?
Ngiyabonga ngoba bangitshela bavumisa ukuthi bavumisa la ebusuku kwaze kwaba 1 ebusuku.
I'm so thankful. The counselors told me that they were busy with counseling sessions here until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Abantu beza bezovuma izono zabo beza kuJesu nezono zabo.
Where people came to the Lord Jesus confessing their sin.
Into enkulu leyo umazi uJesu njengomsindisi wakho akuthethelela izono akuhlayihlanza inhliziyo ibe mhlophe qhwa.
Oh, that's a great thing. Knowing the Lord Jesus as your Savior, where He forgives you and He cleanses you, washing you whiter than snow. I wish for you that this Christmas would be a special Christmas. That God Himself will enter into you and set you free and save you from your sin and deliver you from that immoral spirit. Is there anyone who has not yet come to the Lord Jesus with their sin? Come to this child. Let Him save you. If you do not come, hell is yours. Shall we stand and pray? Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to this world. Thank you, Lord, for making this plan that your people might be saved from their sin.
Amen.
He said, "Oh God, if it's possible, remove this cup from me." When people got engaged, they drank from a
cup.
And there in the Garden of Gethsemane, they also brought a cup to the Lord Jesus. But that cup was filled with all your abominations, all your filth, all your sin, your immorality. And Jesus was pure, without sin, had to drink that cup. He who knew no sin became sin for us, for you. He identified with your sin, your immorality, your hypocrisy, your lies to save you. And you can say, "Lord, you are prepared to identify with my sin, my filth. Today, I identify with you and your holiness."